Priority issues including nationwide year-round passage of E-15 in the Senate, renewal of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USCA, bipartisan development, and passage of a new farm bill and reduction of high input costs through increased exploration of consolidation within the fertilizer industry and removal of countervailing duties and tariffs. Department of Agriculture USDA Undersecretary Luke Lindberg, the Environmental Protection Agency EPA, U.S. Throughout the week, Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin corn staff Chesterfield, Mo. The signatures advocate for priorities that directly impact growers, including year-round, nationwide access to E-15 fuel, the implementation of vital trade agreements in Johnston, Iowa last week, Iowa Corn Growers Association, ICA Farmer Leaders, and the Iowa Corn Leadership Enhancement and Development Elite Class 12 attended the National Corn Growers Association, NCGA Corn Congress meetings to advocate for key agricultural issues and priorities. Priority issues included nationwide year-round passage of E-15 in the Senate, renewal of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USCA, bipartisan development and passage of the new farm bill and reduction of high input costs through increased exploration of consolidation within the fertilizer industry and removal of countervailing duties and tariffs. Iowa farmer leaders met with congressional offices including Senators Ernst and Grassley and Representatives Feenstra, Henson, Miller, Meeks, and Nunn. In addition to the Iowa offices, attendees met with congressional offices from across the country who do not have an established corn grower organization they can connect with to share how corn and ethanol impact their state and our country. Attending Corn Congress is imperative because the decisions made in Washington directly dictate our farms back home, said Mark Mueller, ICA president and farmer from Waverly, Iowa. While we face complex regulatory and economic headwinds, the most effective tool we possess is our collective perspective. When Iowa farmers show up to share the day-to-day realities of our operations, we provide lawmakers with the essential context they need to make informed decisions. Ultimately, telling our individual stories isn't just about protecting our own family farms. It is about driving the policy outcomes that strengthen the agricultural economy for corn growers across Iowa. Iowa corn leaders also met with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, U.S. Department of Agriculture USDA Undersecretary Luke Lindberg, the Environmental Protection Agency EPA, U.S. Trade Representative Uster and attended a U.S. House Ag Committee meeting. Iowa corn farmer Stu Swanson from Wright County was elected to the NCGA board for a 3-year term. He will represent Iowa's corn growers at the national level to push for policies that enhance the profitability and productivity of U.S. corn growers. Additionally, Iowa farmers met with other state and national farmer leaders to discuss policies they would like to see NCGA implement and establish at the federal level. For more information on ICA policy priorities, visit iowacorn.org. Watertown, Wise. Wisconsin corn growers traveled to Washington, D.C. last week to participate in the National Corn Growers Association's NCGA July Corn Congress, joining corn farmer leaders from across the country to shape national policy priorities and advocate for the future of U.S. agriculture. Throughout the week, Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin corn staff Chesterfield, Mo. The National Corn Growers Association, NCGA, along with 25 state-based corn grower groups, sent a letter to Trump administration officials on August 1 detailing the worsening economic situation caused by elevated prices for fertilizers and other inputs that are critical for growing corn. The letter, sent to the U.S. Trade Representative, Secretary of Johnston, Iowa, September 17, 2025, yesterday, since Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, and Jomi Ernst, Republican from Iowa, reintroduced bipartisan legislation to shine a light on market factors driving the high cost of fertilizer, which is a major expense for farmers. The Fertilizer Research Act would require the Department of Agriculture USDA to conduct a study on competition in Lincoln, NEB. The Nebraska Corn Growers Association ECGA gathered more than 700 signatures during this year's Husker Harvest Days in support of key legislative priorities for corn growers across the state. The signatures advocate for priorities that directly impact growers, including year-round, nationwide access to E-15 fuel, the implementation of vital trade agreements, and